I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there have been some ups and downs in this first day of the ceasefire in northern Syria.
There was some activity today, but we also saw some very positive activity, the beginnings of the coordination that will be required. The reason this couldn't happen instantaneously is there was a great deal of coordination that had to take place so that there can, in fact, be a safe withdrawal.
Turkey's president warns forces would go back on the attack in 4 days unless Kurdish-led fighters withdraw. President Trump says the Kurds, who are being forced from their homes, insist they're pleased with the pause.
You have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say.
Trump also backs his acting chief of staff after what he said yesterday about the impeachment inquiry. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump has announced Rick Perry's deputy Dan Brulette is his nominee to replace Perry as energy secretary. Officials in Mexico say 8 people were killed in gun battles in what's being described as a failed operation to arrest the son of convicted cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. This is AP Radio News. Striking General Motors workers will vote tomorrow on a new contract. The deal also allows GM to proceed with factory closures in Lordstown, Ohio, Warren, Michigan, and near Baltimore. Tom O'Hara is a union chief in Lordstown.
Any of us from Lordstown are extremely disappointed that we didn't survive through these negotiations, and, you know, we're also angry.
The proposed contract would give GM workers a mix of pay raises, lump sum payments, and an $11,000 signing bonus. A Google affiliate is using delivery drones for Walgreens and FedEx customers in a test being run in Christiansburg, Virginia. Wing, owned by Google parent Alphabet, received federal approval earlier this year to make the commercial deliveries by drone, the first drone company to receive the approval in the U.S., beating out Amazon's Prime Air. A Walgreens drone delivered cough and cold medicine to a customer, while another drone delivered a FedEx package from Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.